I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Folks, that is correct. We are back. We're rolling right along. This is the second or half of the broadcast tonight. Tonight we've got a four-hour broadcast, and we're just going to keep doing it, man. I mean, this is what it is, and like I said, I opened up the call-in lines. If you want to call in, the number is 1-712-560-7929. Feel free to ring that number and I can just add you right into the broadcast and we can go from there with whatever it is or whatever it may be that you want to add to tonight's broadcast. Until then, until we get some more callers calling in, I've got some more articles to go through here. Like I said, I've got all kinds of stuff. I haven't even touched an eighth of the material that I've put together for this evening's broadcast. Tucker Carlson, man who said ambush shooting of two cops lightened his heart, met with L.A. mayor about cultural competency workshops. Well, you think that'll really fix things? I mean, you know, getting the children off of the streets and out of this gang banger mentality and this shoot 'em up Western style open conflict in the streets. I mean, yeah, I can understand to a certain extent some of this might make things better. But two LASD deputies in Compton were left in critical condition after an ambush shooting last Saturday night. One, the 31-year-old mother of a young boy, and the other, a 24-year-old male deputy, as Twitchy reported. Jose Ometeotl, city manager of Linwood, California, made his Instagram private after posting a meme with Malcolm X captioned, quote this, "Chickens come home to roost," in response to the shootings. Tucker Carlson is reporting Monday night that another fixture in Los Angeles, Kevin Wharton, Price of the Africa Town Coalition, uploaded a video to YouTube saying the shootings were something to celebrate, and it was the start of retribution against the oppressor. Not only that, Price had also met with L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti's office about cultural competency, workshops for local businesses, which sound a lot like the critical race theory training sessions President Trump is trying to root out of the government agencies. So let's listen to what Tucker has to say.
The same BLM, the very same that the Democratic Party promoted at its convention over the summer, the very same BLM that the unhappy rich lady across the street from you celebrates with a sign on her front lawn that makes her feel virtuous in between yoga classes. That's what they're promoting when they promote BLM. They're promoting people like Kevin Wharton Price. Price is one of the BLM activists who wished the deputies death as they struggle to stay alive. Price is a well-known left-wing activist in Los Angeles. The LA Times, the local paper, has mentioned Price approvingly, repeatedly. On Facebook, Price uploaded a video applauding the shooting of these deputies. Watch it.
A unknown assailant walked up and busted a cap on both of them. Shot him in the head. So, I mean, what are we supposed to do, y'all? We're supposed to celebrate today because the oppressor has been slain. So if this is a start of retribution, then I think this is a very good start.
The oppressor has...
I gotta say something. Has anybody seen this video? You should see this fool's hat. My goodness. And then, you know, this is where they're taking this country, folks. This is how they're going about it. Absolutely unreal, man. I mean, it's just next to unfathomable. This is what this country's come to.
It's been slain. It's retribution. It's, quote, a very good start. Is Kevin Wharton Price on a federal watch list? You certainly would be if you advocated terrorism. But it's not likely he is because Price has powerful friends. Local Democrats in Los Angeles consider him a community leader. Just this February of this year, the LA Times reported that Price's organization, the so-called Africa Town Coalition, met several times with Mayor Eric Garcetti's office. Eric Garcetti didn't think Price was a dangerous lunatic, just the opposite. In fact, Garcetti's office met with Price's group to discuss forcing local businesses to obey their demands. So the guy who celebrates cop killing was Garcetti's go-to consultant for, quote, cultural competency. Mayor Garcetti now says he's opposed to shooting police officers. Too late. We know the truth. Meanwhile, in the nearby city of Linwood, right next to Compton, where the police officer...
You know, it's just continuing to spiral downhill. And, I mean, I've got all kinds of stories that can tie into these... situations. You know, remember the two officers that were gunned down in their car, their patrol car, as they set their stop? The people, I don't know if we can even call them people, these subhuman pieces of scum, go to the hospital and are saying, I hope that he dies. I hope they die. And they literally tried forcing their way into the hospital. I mean, What do we do? So with authorities in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, are investigating an officer-involved shooting that left a man dead on Sunday afternoon, this last Sunday. It happened on the 300 block of Laurel Street around 4:15 p.m. when Lancaster City police officers arrived for a domestic disturbance call. According to the Lancaster County District Attorney's Office, body cam video shows the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Ricardo Munoz, immediately run toward the officer in a threatening manner while brandishing a knife in front of the residence. Now, I've reviewed the video to this, and I want to tell you that this isn't the only happenings of an incident like this. The guy literally comes flying out the door with a butcher knife in his hand, running at the officer, and rightfully so, he was shot and killed. I came across another video like this a few weeks ago of a woman in a house. I believe it was originally in a domestic call, a domestic dispute call. And as the officer approaches the front door of the house, this woman comes barreling out the front door with a butcher knife in her right hand. She actually stabbed the police officer. And in turn, she was shot and killed. You know, I ask myself, what is causing this form of mentality, this complete disconnect from reality? And, I mean, I really don't have any answers, but I do find that these instances are occurring more and more as the days go by. But for BLM, it doesn't matter if the victim wasn't innocent. They started a series of riots. Police deployed tear gas on hundreds of protesters early Monday morning outside the police station in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, the Associated Press reports. Police say tear gas was used because protesters threw several items at officers and failed to disperse after they were given several warnings to leave. The police quickly turned into a war zone. And it says there's a video here below. We'll just play the audio here in a second, but let's read the headline. It says, breaking, police make a full offensive in Lancaster, Pennsylvania to clear out BLM and Antifa rioters. After they destroyed city property, including a police vehicle, created barricades, and threw rocks and or bricks at officers. The unlawful assembly was declared an hour ago. Okay, I'll stop it right there. This goes on for about another, 10 seconds or so. The video is showing people in the streets grabastically trying to organize, of which they have no understanding on how to organize. And, you know, if they really wanted to subdue these people who are out in the streets causing all this ruckus, riffraff, destruction, and turmoil, well, then how about we bring out the LRADs? How about we bring out the Dazzler weapons systems? You want people to disperse? Well, that'll do it. You want people to be detained and tried for such things? Break out the Dazzler. That thing will absolutely immobilize somebody in a matter of milliseconds. All it is a high-emitting LED, light-emitting diode, that flashes at a certain wavelength of pattern, and it completely immobilizes somebody, about like a deer staring into the headlights of a car as it's coming at them. True story, technology exists, and I've mentioned it a few different times, and we need to do another in-depth broadcast about it. This goes on to say, with more Twitter handle feed things here, Pennsylvania police use CS gas, stun grenades, mace, and rubber bullets to clear BLM protesters who attempted to occupy the police precinct back lot. Well, good. Instead of using rubber bullets, how about you start throwing some real lead around? You start throwing some real lead around, guess what? People won't stick around too long. Have you noticed that in these instances of these happenings across the nation, that when real bullets start flying, lead, people get the hell out of Dodge quick. It's about like watching a bunch of rats scurry out of the grain bin when you open up the door. So, let's see here. Just checking things out. Get rid of some of the things here at the top of the page. Just for good measure, like I said, we're going to kick this horse until it cannot stand no more. We've got to continue to play this audio bit because it's the truth.
You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
Now, I want you to understand this video that I'm playing, that I'm so happy that we was able to grab a hold of. Now, get this here on the Twitter thing here that it's embedded within. It says manipulated media. Sure. That ain't manipulated media. He's up there, and you can see him clearly say it. And then the guy who's in the little box to the right doing the sign language, You know, I wish the video would have ran at least another 5 or 10 seconds longer, because I would love to get this guy's reaction. Because just as they cut the video, you can see this eyes, this guy's eyes get big, like, what did he just say? And this is the man running for office, the highest office in the land, president of the United States of America.
You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
That's right. You will not be safe in Joe Biden's America. And like I said, I don't give a damn. We're going to kick. We're just going to keep kicking this. I mean, we're going to. We've got to do this. This is how we've got to run through these things and make it absolutely irrefutably clear that this is their plan. They want to destroy this country, and we cannot allow it to happen. We will not allow it to happen. I'm trying to find what else there is here. Like I said, I've got all kinds of material. I'm just trying to make it kind of more contextualized, right? So it kind of runs back to back and is congruent. Clicking on things and pulling things up here that I've already went through and discussed and talked about. So let's see here. More with this true work of our Biden. Joe Biden invokes quartermaster, and the internet has questions. Does anyone speak Bidenese? It looks like we may have a call coming in. Yes, hang tight. I have merged you. Stay in the wings here. Let me go through this article real quick, and then I will bring you on air. Moment, especially when he's not reading the teleprompter, but the Democratic Party, and it's causing fits in mainstream media as they give their colleagues try to keep at trying his, well, I messed that all up, media as they give their colleagues try at keeping his declining cognitive skills a secret to the American people. Secret? There is no secret. We can see it. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So continuing on. The latest spewing of Bidenese, you know, this needs to actually be put in the dictionary. Bidenese came during a press conference or something to that effect. The context is unclear. It's impossible to come up with the context that would fit this incoherent statement. Now, the statement in question is this, and we'll play the audio here. The statement is this. You can take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care of running a, you know, a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department of where his or whatever, you know what I mean. Let's play the audio.
That's fitting enough.
Caller, thanks for calling in, and I just had to play that. I mean, I've got so many more clips. I've got so many more clips. It isn't even funny. I mean, it's just it's clown world, and it's a clown show, and we are have got first class front row seat tickets to viewing all of this. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, Mr. Wade. Can you hear me, hey. Mr. Wade?
Yes, sir, without a problem. And I think this is this is talking, right?
Yeah, this is Wolfgang. How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually going through a canyon, so I hope I don't lose you. I'm driving. I have to agree with all of that you've been talking about as of late. And, you know, it's becoming more and more of a clown world, John. Clearly, this is a selection process. What I wanted to pose to you is I think it's going to be interesting, simply stated, that when Donald Trump gets reelected, I think that's a foregone conclusion. I think there's going to be some scuttlebutt as to whether they'll take this to the Supreme Court. But I think that there'll be such a a massive rollout of voters, just like in 2016. I don't think it's really going to be an issue. But my point being is, it'll be interesting to see, because in the second term you have the lame duck sort of label put on you. And, you know, my belief is that past tense, he's been pulled several times by the military. I think the military has interceded, and what the DOD has done is prevented him from using LRAD devices and more draconian measures, simply stated. So any thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I mean, that's where we're headed, and we see it. And, you know, it boggles my mind to see that people can't see things for what they really are. I mean, we can. My listenership can. But there's so many Americans in this country that are completely complacent, ignorantly blind, and they've still got the blinders on. And we've tried ripping them off, but they continue to just fold them in even further to where they just don't want to understand, see, or make acknowledgement of what's taking place. I mean, this is a big problem. When I said a while ago, if these people can't see it for what it is, then they are part of the problem.
Well, I think they are the problem. And you know, it makes myself and yourself very frustrated, because we're really only consisting of maybe less than 2% of the population on the whole planet that really sees the trees in the forest, as an analogy. And I think Kerry, in an interview with Robert David Steele that I saw on YouTube about a week ago, said it best. And she said the vast majority of people, quote unquote, choose to live in this 3D dimensional slave world, akin or analogous to the line from the first Matrix movie from 1998, when Morpheus tells Keanu Reeves, "You're going to see people that are going to fight to remain in the Matrix." And I really believe that to be the case. When I heard that comment from her last week, that gelled with me. I thought, you know, here I am. I'm a 56-year-old guy. I've been around the block a few times, and I've done a lot of things in my life. As you know, we've discussed, I'm a pilot. I've traveled around the planet several times in various job roles as a professional pilot. And, you know, you see that this system, this slave system, this control grid, everything about it, the fake money system, and it's in all the countries. It's in the vast majority of countries, and we're now so deep into it that unfortunately there's no turning back, and we're just going for a bucking bronco ride here to see what the outcome is. I think that's really where it's at. We're just all going along on a Disneyland type of a clown world ride to see what the outcome is, and you know, we can stand on the top of the hill and scream at the top of our lungs, but you know, again, I'm deep here in the Blue Pill Matrix. I don't want to say exactly where I'm at, but I'm here in the LA area. I work here. And of course, as I told you, I live out of state. I live up in the beautiful state of Montana, but I'm deep in cognitive dissonance here, my friend. It's very, very bad. I mean, at all ages, and I have to admit, I have to suggest rather that Kerry from that Robert David Steele interview was right. These people are choosing to remain in this 3D slave matrix, and they do not want to leave it. They're holding on to whatever cultural past they think there is, whether it's worshiping gladiatorial sports or having whatever habits they have, and they're ignoring this tidal wave of what's coming, and that's where we're at, and it's purposeful cognitive dissonance. That's really, I think, at our age, with our awareness, the biggest problem that I see.
That's right, and you know, I don't see any of it getting any better. I don't know where we're going to be in about, oh, what do you want to call it, 40-some days, 43, 44 days, somewhere within that time frame now. And as I said many times, especially since all this stuff took off after St. George Floyd was killed, or he had a heart attack from too much fentanyl, is what's come out in the autopsy report, and all the people burning everything down, you know, I've said that things are going to get a lot worse before they get any better. And we've seen this across the nation now in Pennsylvania. And there's going to be more areas around the country where it's going to explode. And even on election night, I have caught in word that Antifa and the Burn Loot Murder Movement has got big plans on election night there in D.C. You know what I say? I say activate the entire full-fledged military, National Guard, every single man available, and they need to place them at all polling stations, all booths, and at all important major infrastructure across the nation.
Well, I think I beg to differ a little bit with you, because I think all of these presidential elections are really selections. And I think it's going to be a foregone conclusion that President Trump's going to win again, because I think that you've had several of your radio hosts talk about how, you know, the Zionists are fully invested into Trump. You know, you've got Jared Kushner, who's a devout the Kunik Party Zionist, a Kabbalist, and so these people are well entrenched into the money system, including Trump. And I think the best evidence is, if you recall, do you remember when he was elected in 2016, and he supposedly had that meeting with Obama, and it was only supposed to be 30 minutes, and it went a little low. It went twice that length. I think it was about 45, maybe even 90 minutes total. And he walked out completely ashen white, almost catatonic. And there was a reporter that asked him a question, "Hey, what did you think?" And somebody asked him about Hillary Clinton, and he goes, "Oh, she's good people." And it was clearly a situation where he was shocked by something he was shown. And in my opinion, I think what he was shown was again tech that you and I are not able to see, possibly Project Looking Glass. And they showed him a variable of possible future apocalyptic scenarios that were going to take place. And I'm sure Obama said, "Hey, you know," because he's a CIA puppet, he said, "Hey, man, this is what you're going to see. And you better play ball." So I think that being said, and that's my analysis on remembering that very succinctly, something changed in that guy. And it was kind of a JFK moment. You know, maybe he was being shown a possible future timeline of him going to be assassinated. You know, that's certainly plausible. They have the tech to do this.
Right.
The DOD has it. The NSA operates it. And also, you know, I digress, but you have to look at Bluffdale, Utah, where the NSA has their 1.4 million square foot underground facility there. They've had AI down there. Purportedly, it's gray alien AI that they're running down there. And they're gaming all of this out. And you know, again, as we spoke last week, they're tied in directly with some very advanced, not so nice, benevolent creatures that they sold out to back in the Granada Treaty in 1953, and subsequent with Eisenhower, he sold us out with this treaty and these two benevolent groups. There's a total of four that they work with, and in my view, you know, that's what's going on, man. This is all gamed out. This is a fake, contrived timeline that we're on, and they're just massaging it. They're tweaking it. My belief is, I think Mandela effect is either a complete or partial effect of that also, because that was very strange, really from, you know, 2010 to about 2016, a lot of strange things going on during that 6-year time frame. But
I got to address a comment in the chat log here. Hummingbird says, what's Project Looking Glass? Is that Hobo Kelly? No, Project Looking Glass is a first it was an experiment with the military, and I think it started somewhere around the same time as the Montauk Project and the Philadelphia experiment on trying to figure out how to bend, warp, and look into time and space, and they figured out how to look into the future. And you know, we know that everything in the future is not set in stone. There are different variables and different factors that will move us into different timelines and or different directions. And you're right. I think that the president was sat down and said, "Hey, this is what could happen to you if you don't go ahead and play ball." And I wanted to reaffirm not only the meeting with Obama, but he also had to have a sit-down meeting with Kissinger as well.
Well, there you go. The insider of insiders, man. I mean, why is that guy still alive? I mean, how many, maybe we're seeing his number, his third clone body from the cloning factory up in BC, Canada. You know, I mean, what's going on with that guy? It's just like, it's no different than, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent here, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg, my friend, we know this, you know this. This is another Osama bin Laden moment. She was dead 9 months to a year ago. Okay. I've never seen her in the news. You've never seen her going to Whole Foods or going to the gym or any of this. And then poof, all of a sudden she's dead. No. The woman died, and this was a timed moment to roll out her on ice, roll it out of the morgue, dead body, to say, oh, look, oh, she's died just before the election. Oh, how convenient. Now I guess we can go ahead and use the power of the pulpit and have the Republicans vote in a new guy and swing the vote of the Supreme Court. Oh, how convenient. I mean, come on.
Right.
Do you really think she died yesterday? I don't think so. Give me a break.
No. She's been dead for quite a while, and I remember a photograph that had leaked. Literally showing her on her hospice deathbed with the nurses holding her up as they were like wiping her back down, you know, basically bathing her.
Oh, sure.
And that photo has long since disappeared into the depths of the NSA's vaults of secrecy. Now, I wanted to just go ahead and read the headlines here off of the Liberty Daily, because, I mean, it ties into exactly what you just said and how they're planning on using the rolling out of a frozen body to try and stir more shit. So it says, New York City, as promised, Democrats violently riot following the death of leftist activist Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Crowd begins chanting, fill the seat at Trump rally in North Carolina. Democrats, fake news media grossly misrepresent the McConnell rule. Here's why it doesn't apply now. I mean, just rolling on here. We got about another 7 or 8 headlines here. Most likely a woman. President Donald Trump expects to announce SCOTUS nominee next week. Says here, watch, President Trump holds Great American Comeback Rally in peaceful protest in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Flashback, Obama to Senate in 2016. The need for a ninth justice is undeniably clear. Do your job. What Ruth Bader Ginsburg said about filling a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year in 2016. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being president in his last year, directly from the horse's mouth. Could Rhino Romney backstab GOP because he's a protege of Ghislaine Maxwell's dad who profited off aborted babies? That's got to be an interesting read. Lindsey Graham sides with President Trump on filling Supreme Court vacancy. I fully understand. Squishy Rhino Susan Collins says she opposes voting on Supreme Court nominee before election. Secret Service intercepts highly toxic poison. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention this. I don't know if you heard this at all either. But I guess I laid down for a nap a while ago, and I woke up, and the first thing I saw when I looked at the phone was this here. Secret Service intercepts highly toxic poison ricin mailed to the White House. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't, but that just echoes back to whistleblowers who were whistleblowing on 9/11 Inside Job, and then they narrowed it down to the one biochemist who was a federal employee, and they made him a patsy and killed that gentleman. I recall that was the case, and then put blame the anthrax on him. When it probably came out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, of course, from their level 4 bio lab, and was distributed forthwith from there.
Right. And, you know, remember the patsy that went down here, what was it? How many years ago now? Was it 3? I think it was about 3 years ago. The guy that supposedly mailed pipe bombs to all of the Democrats, you know, and these things were completely non-functional. They had no means of a detonation system. They're basically just wires wrapped around a metal tube.
Well, just to interject the Patsy definition, my friend, it's always the same. They've been using voice-to-skull technology for 30 years. The NSA uses this. The CIA uses it. I outright hope we abolish the NSA, the CIA, and the Fed, These are your three most corrupt entities that are really steering the boat, captaining the boat behind all of this corruption, and really controlling the present to a lesser degree. And, you know, a good example of Patsy is, do you remember when the guy in Fort Lauderdale goes to his bag and at the airport and pulls out a gun and he blasts four or five people and kills them? He was a Hispanic guy, and then he was run down and shot. And he was a Navy enlistee. He flew from Alaska, and there was a woman who was a naval officer who also had medical doctor degree in psychiatry. And he was telling her at that time, hey, I'm hearing voices in my head. I'm getting voice to skull technology. And she was aware of this. She actually left and went to Slovenia, and they hunted her down and killed her. She was hiding in a monastery. They killed her 3 months after the fact to cover up the mess. They didn't want her to be a leaker in that particular Patsy event. But I think that this happens often. They typically find people, I hate to say this, but with not so high of an education, relatively speaking, an IQ of less than 80, and or they may have drug issues. Boston bombing, those two guys were a prototype of that. So was the guy who shot the Parkland shooting. He was emailing the FBI claiming that he wanted to be a sniper, and he wanted to somehow sign up, and they pinpointed him and were using voice to skull technology with him and drugging him. So I think that's their pattern of operation.
And I mean, it really is. And, you know, how many times have we got to see it happen and take place to say, hey, man, this is the same old go around as what it was 3 weeks ago with that shooting. You know,
I just can't believe that people can't see this. They don't. There's such the Las Vegas shooting, the Boston bombing, the Sandy Hoax, the Parkland shooting, the gay nightclub shooting. It's all the same thing. The best one was here where I'm at right now. I remember they shot supposedly 30 people in a country western bar here in the inland. L.A. Valley area. This was a couple years back, inland from Malibu. And then literally 2 days later, somebody leaked a video. And the official story was they had two dance floors at this Western bar. It was in Calabasas, that's right. And if you go to their website, they only have one dance floor. And then there was a leaker who showed video, and it was over a railing. He was in a protected space. And here's a guy in the shadows, empty dance floor. He's shooting an AR-15, planks out maybe 10 or 15 rounds. Nobody's in the dance floor. And then that completely disappeared from the news cycle. And the next 2 days later, they had massive fires in Malibu. Oh, let's switch the narrative. Let's turn on the directed energy weapons and burn up some houses. So that's what they do. They did the same thing with, if I recall, it was the Parkland shooting. It was 2 or 3 days later they did a chemical explosion in Texas. So it's the rabbit and hat trick. They do the false flag. If it starts to unwind, leaking data gets out, then they pull another false flag and they blow up a refinery or a chemical plant or something.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, look at the Harvest 91 shooting there in Las Vegas at that country music gathering there, you know, close to the Strip. You know, right. I mean, that's big news, man. I mean, and everything after that night, that story was not in the news cycle no more than 5 or 10 days, you know. And if we go back to, you know, earlier years when we were younger, a story like that would be in the headlines for months, and they would be pouring over every single aspect, to every single bit of every bit of that. They don't know more.
And do you remember how fake it looked? I don't mean to interrupt, but remember when the at that time, twice early on, when the Las Vegas police chief got up there and he had this handler, a-hole, literally standing next to him, staring him down as he's answering the questions in a very restrained fashion, you know, as if he was trying to control his words. It was so obvious that it was a cover-up.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, Sheriff Lombardo standing there with his... Right. FBI handler over the shoulder saying, right. you know, and before they even went on air, you know, they had a little talk and he said, this is how it's going to be said. This is what you're going to say. You say anything more, bad things can happen to you.
You had the woman who was walking out of the eastern exit where they had two single-wide motorhomes. She saw two shooters on top of the motorhomes moving around. In fact, there was video I saw at that time. Of course, it's been taken off of ScrewTube a long time ago. She started a Facebook group. 3 days later, she died in her sleep. And then her boyfriend said, well, I'm going to continue this. You know, she was collecting names and other people that had seen similar anomalous situational things there. And then he was bumped off a week later. And then the best video I saw was the lesbian woman in the Toyota Prius 6 blocks away. And you hear a 50 cal coming out above the, I think it was the Rio. And it was about 4 or 5 stories up. And you hear in the distance, boom, 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 boom. And then right above them, you can hear on her phone, as clear as day, bam, 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 bam. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this a triangulated shooting here? I think so.
It was without a doubt. You know, and I wanted to add to all this that I saw some video that came out. I don't know if you've seen it, but it showed the triage teams going into, I guess if you want to call it ground zero, where everybody was shooting fish in a barrel. These guys, they went in there and they had some of the, you know, images were blocked out of the people that were shot. But these triage paramedics that are prior military, they're going in there and they're saying, hey, man, this guy's got powder burns on his face. He was shot in the head. He's deader than a doornail, but they're saying there was a shooter on the ground shooting people up close and personal. You know,
right. And you had the Mexican woman who came out an hour before the shooting very cryptically, getting on the hot mic in front of everybody saying everyone's going to die. What did she know? She was like a house cleaner lady. And I remember she got up there and in her broken English, she said, everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die. And she said it. And then they grabbed her and took her off stage. I remember that, too. And then there was, you know, I'm a professional pilot. You have the FAA tapes where you have the ATC. I listened to these tapes and I'm sure they put it in the shit can. But you had air traffic controller there at LAS Tower, KLAS. And he said, we've got active shooter on the runway, I think. And they had people running, hopping the fence and running across the active runways.
That's right. And I remember seeing that video.
That's right. And they showed two or three bullet holes. God bless, they weren't incendiary bullets that hit the 50,000-gallon fuel storage tanks. And they're right next to where, interestingly, they parked the Janet airplanes for Area 51. They've got the 737-500 airplanes. They've got 7 of those things parked there, the all-white ones with the red stripe, operated by Janet. And right next to that, they have 50,000 gallons above ground fuel storage. And they found 2 or 3 bullet holes in those things. They're trying to blow those up, too.
Right. You know, I mean, it was a massive operation. And what had finally come out over a lot of this is that Mohammed bin Salman was in L.A. or Las Vegas that
night. Right.
And
it was a hit.
Right. And not only Mohammed bin Salman, but, you know, there was a very high contingency of the Saudi Arabian military as well.
Right.
You know, I should go pick it out on my clipboard over there. I've still got all my broadcast news from that night or when I did my live broadcast on that. I mean, I've still got all that. It's about 2.5 pages of notes of things that I put together and inconsistencies and just, you know, trying to draw the picture of what the hell really happened. And, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, for folks out there listening to the broadcast, Wolfgang called in last weekend and we had a lot of people on the station, man. They're like, man, you need to get him on as a guest. I really liked hearing him and he had a lot of good information. So, well, here he is, he's back. And, you know, I wanted to.
Yeah, but there's a price to be paid, my friend, because I told you I don't want to get too vocal with this, but I'll just say this. 5 days after we talked, they fried my computer, and that hasn't happened in 7 years. So they've done this 5 times previous, so this is the 6th time. That's just one of many things that's happened to me based on some of the information I know. But, you know, again, I'm not here to espouse that information. I don't want to get killed. I really don't. My problem is I'm in a vulnerable job. They can direct energy weapon and blow the airplane out of the sky, or they can burn up my house, or they can kill my family. But, you know, it was a little bit onerous to see that happen. So we must have been getting flak and flying over the target. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
We were flying over the target area. And yeah, I was just very surprised because that iPad I have was very new. It didn't have any issues. It's my iPad I use for submitting expense reports for my job, and very little use. And surprisingly, the battery's fried. It just, I went to turn it on one morning and, LOL, OMG, how did that happen? Well, I know how it happened. They have the ability to go through your outlet plugs and do this. And that's exactly what they did. They fried the freaking battery in the thing. So, you know, I should send, you know, they need to pay for that. Why don't you, the a-holes that are listening that did this to me earlier this week, can you send me a check for $80, please? Because that's how much my battery's going to cost. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we know that they have got a silencing campaign, an operation to try and silence truth, and it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. You know, we're not going.
Ultimately, they're going to lose. I put a lot of thought into this, my friend, and you know, they can kill us, they can destroy us, but this whole solar system is scheduled to go into the fifth dimensional realm. And that's what they're trying to stop. They want to stop positive prayer. They want to stop people praying to source. They want to stop the benevolence and the people that have love energy in their chakras. They don't want that. They have a demonic plan because I feel sorry for them. They've sold out to the reptilians, and this is really who it is. I'm tired of people saying archons and the let's describe who it is. Okay, let's get right to the bottom line here. These are entities that they've sold out to, okay, that are treating this like a prison planet, and we're cannon fodder, we're collateral damage, and we are disruptors. They don't want people getting the truth out because they know that it only takes about 2-3% of the population, like catalyst in fiberglass resin. If you take a little bit of catalyst and put it in a gallon of fiberglass resin, you change the matrix of the resin, and that's what we are. We're that catalyst that goes into the resin. I know that's a sad analogy. I used to.
That's a perfect analogy.
It's just for business, but it's also like a flame. When you walk into a very dark room filled with darkness, you know, you light a small lighter and it lightens the whole room. And that's what we're simply trying to bring to the table here. And it's sad that these people with their TS clearances and their Q clearances are in their ivory tower jobs and you know, GS-17 pay scale. Hey, F you, man. You know what? You sold out. And get on the right side of the reality here, because you're living in a karmic reality, hell of a lot older than you. And the fact of the matter is you're going to answer. I told you, we talked off air. I had a near death experience. I was in a pure light holographic dimensional realm, and it was a beautiful thing. And I'm not afraid of death, but my point is I'm not talking about that. We have higher dimensional realm benevolent beings that are helping us, and those people that think that they're doing the right thing by killing people, control, they need to get on the right side of the fence here and know that it's much more powerful than anything they can do. And it doesn't matter what they do. Ultimately this planet and this solar system, I think, will go into this higher dimensional realm, and those people will be left behind in the 3D realm. And, you know, the price they'll pay is they'll keep reincarnating into this three dimensional realm. I feel sorry for them. I know that's not going to happen with me, and it's not going to happen with you. Continue, sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and the thing is I'm sitting here and I'm imagining, you know, Bill Gates Sr.'s he kicked the bucket here within this last week as well. So Bill Gates' dad kicked the bucket, Ginsburg, when we know she's been dead for a while. But I'm just imagining these two sitting down there in the, you know, inner circles of the ninth circle of hell being tormented like no other before they're reincarnated as a hog or a cow or a child is going to be aborted, you know, and this is the case and the fact of the matter, you know. And, you know, Lord have mercy on their souls. But the thing is they've dug their own holes, so to speak.
Dude, when you design weapons of war and you think that you're one half of degree separation in your Lockheed Martin office with your little tie on, getting your Starbucks, going there every day with your TS clearance, making more efficient bombs to kill people. If you don't think that there's payback, bitch, for that, you just wait. And you know, I'm going to say it. I'm in communication, and you can do it. Nikola Tesla did it. You can establish direct communication with source and also with benevolent beings. And the system does not want you to know that because they want to demonize that. Oh, you're crazy. And you have a whole medical industrial complex set up for that. So that, oh, I'm a medical doctor and we're going to have to put you in a straitjacket and do a 5150 and put you in this padded room and take away your licensures. And you're nuts. And so that's all in place, but the cracks are cracking and the veneer is starting to crack and people are waking up. John, I just hope and pray it happens at a faster pace because I pray every night, my friend. And I wish people, I'm on the street every day. I fly to all these cities and I just see it's very depressing what I see. And I hope to see it change. And I don't think it's going to. I think we're going to have to go through this apocalypse. And as you know, the definition of apocalypse really is a new beginning. And I used to know what the Latin meaning was, but it in effect, that's what's going to happen. And we are going to lose a lot of people, but hopefully, there'll be enough good people to carry the flame here. I hope that the dark side doesn't win. The good news is, I know this, when people incarnate to this particular planet, it's 70% good souls and only 30% malevolent. So at least the good souls outnumber the malevolence 2-1. So that's the good thing.
Right, and you're absolutely right. You know, I wanted to mention something too as well because you had touched on it and it sparked a memory or a thought within the gray matter of mine about the praying. You know, I mean, I speak to Father every day. Make no mistake about it. I speak to Father every day, and I pray for this country, and I pray for things of my own, life and stuff to this effect. But, this praying thing, yeah, it's powerful. Yeah, it works. I've seen it work. I have witnessed
miracles. Oh, it's proven.
Through the power of prayer.
Go back to the days of Art Bellman, where he would gather people, 80,000 people, and they prayed scientifically, proven statistically on an XY plotted chart. And they put down times and dates and said, we want everybody to pray. And I think they had about 57,000 people doing this to try to drop the crime rate in New York on two specific dates during the peak of crime season, which is always in the middle of summer when it gets hotter. And sure enough, I think they had dropped the crime rate by 30% on those two particular dates through the power of prayer. So that's what they're afraid of. That's why, as we discussed, they're shutting down churches. They don't want people to get together. This is the whole indoctrinated BS with wearing a mask to muzzle you, to enslave you more as a slave, and it's horrible. It's horrible. As I mentioned to you, I never thought I'd be dusting off my UC Berkeley microbiology degree and getting in people's faces and getting into arguments over this in public places. But it's really completely crazy, man. And as stated, we are fighting a true battle of cognitive dissidence. And I think the fundamental problem with all this, the breakthrough, the difficulty is going to be exactly, again, I digress, but I'm using the latest example of the interview with Carrie from Project Camelot and Robert David Steele from last week. And she stated very salently that, most of these people are choosing to be in this three-dimensional slave realm. And they are embracing it, and you ain't gonna break them out of it, man. You know, they're gonna topically listen to what you say. Oh yeah, okay. It's kind of like when you go order your French fries at Wendy's, and you say, oh, okay, yeah, that's great, thank you. You know, it's kind of like that. the people are kind of checked out, and sadly, so.
Well, I mean, you're right. They are, and you know, it's going to come to the point where these people are going to come running, saying, "Help us! Help us! Oh my God! Please help us!" Well, hey, man.
Well, don't you see that's what they want? And they have all that gamed out. That's all been gamed out by AI. The problem is we don't have access to this quantum knowledge. We don't have quantum access. The D-Wave computer, when it was created in 2004, and you had that knucklehead, that coder geek from BC, Canada, who co-created it, said, "Wow, you know, gee, in 2005 when we did this TED Talk, we really don't know how this is working. This, you know, we're tapping into another dimension." And sure enough, who have they sold it to? They've only sold it to the NSA, surprisingly. White Sands Missile Range out there in New Mexico, which is run by my alma mater, UC Berkeley, since 1945, because they're tied into DARPA, who really runs it. It's a de facto DARPA-run operation. And then they've sold it to Google and Facebook. So those are the only people that have had access to that quantum computer, the D-Wave computer, since it came online, but we're talking 16 years ago. And just one example, I think, of how we're living in this extreme false matrix where we're stuck on this fake oil gas paradigm. I don't want to go off on a deep tangent on this, but you know, here's your solar, here's your wind, that's all you get. You know, and there's the one bright spot, as you know, we discussed this, of the gentleman in Tempe, Arizona, with the over unity Newman type Nibelium magnet motor. I think he sold three or four of those. In fact, his first customer was that Las Vegas gun shop off the strip. And that's a pretty awesome breakthrough technology. That's four guys who were former engineers, aerospace engineers who worked at Lockheed Martin. And they're out there in Tempe, Arizona. I've got this. I'll have to send you the link on that. And that's an awesome technology. That's a 6,000-pound Nibelium magnet that's sitting vertically. They're using jet engine-type ceramic bearings
right
at 20,000 RPM. And
hang tight, Wolfgang. We've got a break kicking in. Hang tight. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, Encore Edition tonight. And when I get back, I want to mention Palantir, which is very relevant to what he was saying. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. That.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
and we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, I guess it's not going to play, is it? Well, I had a plan to come back in with a little bit of music. Well, I guess we can. Here, hang tight. We'll get this ball rolling. Soon enough, if I can get it figured out here, right? There we go. Yes, folks, we are back. This is the encore edition of the Unequivocal Truth DEFCON 1. We are into the last hour, the fourth hour of this Saturday's transmission. I want to thank everybody for staying tuned, keeping on along with the program and everything that we bring to you folks. I mean, this is cutting edge, top of the line information that you're not going to be able to pick up anywhere else. And the mainstream media sure as hell is not going to tell you anything about any of the stuff we're discussing this evening. You know, I wanted to mention this real quick before we get back in here with our, guests. We haven't had anybody else call in. So he is my guest for this evening, Wolfgang. You know, I've got this pulled up here. I know you can't see it, but I've got the pictures pulled up on a web browser. And folks, if you want to see these images and what I'm getting ready to discuss, all you have to do is go and type in on a web browser, preferably anything besides Google, "World Leaders Touching Palantir." Now, you all remember the image of the world leaders, Mohammed bin Salman's father, the king of Saudi Arabia, Donald John Trump, and there's another guy here. I can't think of. He's a world leader. I can't think of his important world stage. But they're all standing around, and even The Simpsons years ago came out with an image of this exact same picture that was taken of these world leaders standing around touching this glowing orb. And folks, what this glowing orb is, I want you to understand this. It's called Palantir. And this thing, it's an AI supercomputer. And it's basically used for the Department of Defense. It's called Palantir, and it's won a role in an $823 million contract with the Department of Defense. The Air Force has been pushing satellite surveillance to new heights with Palantir, and there's all kinds of other stuff to go along with it. So if you want to look into doing something, reading, look this up, you know, Palantir. You can spell that P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R. These are the devices that are going to control the world for globalist future. Wolfgang.
I just wanted to mention really quickly, so I don't sound like a crazy man talking about a superbulous subject matter here. If your wonderful listening audience goes to IE Energy, that's IndiaEcho.energy, that is the company referenced prior to the break, located in Tucson, Arizona. It does have a free energy device, mind you. Basically, what it is a very large 6,000-pound Nobelium magnet that spins at 20,000 RPM approximately, and they pulse it. And they pulse it at the apex. It's turned 90 degrees upside. And by doing this, they're using the simplest explanation I can to describe this is they're using approximately 100 amps to pulse at the apex once they get what's called gyroscopic effect going. It gets up to speed, it keeps spinning, and it's so big, weighing so much, and it's magnetic that it continues to spin, and then they pulse it at the apex to keep it spinning, and they do this with a computer-modulated algorithmic program, and as a result, that 100 amps that they use to pulse it on the front side of the generation aspect of it with the dual generators they have attached, they're getting 10,000 amps. So it's clearly an over-unity energy that's defying the fourth law of thermodynamics, if I stand correctly. So just wanted to put that out. And entropy also.
You know, I just find it amazing to know that, you know, we went through what? We're now in the fifth industrial revolution or the sixth? Well, regardless of the fact of the matter, either way, we've come through all these industrial revolutions and throughout history and all the time up until current, you know, all of the technology for the most part has been used to not only subjugate and oppress the people, but, you know, to kill instead of save lives. You know, look at the military-industrial complex, the congressional military-industrial complex. You know, I mean, could you imagine how much better everything would be if we could just get rid of all these evil bastards that want to kill everybody for whatever gain they can garner from said such function?
The only way that we're going to get rid of them, and I think you had three examples, two that were musicians, one who was a actor, and that actor was Paul Walker. And Paul Walker, to me, was a very upstanding young man from Santa Barbara, you know, a handsome guy, not gay, but he was, you know, a handsome man, and was in all the Fast and Furious movies. And they claim that he ran into a tree going over 90 miles an hour in his Porsche 959. It was a limited production Porsche with his mechanic. And that clearly isn't the case. Again, ScrewTube has wiped off all the videos. But what I'm getting at is this. If you look at the video where the car blows up, and I have, it's very distressing because there's actually two videos. One is the car blowing up. And in the upper right-hand corner, for just one or two frames, if you freeze frame this, you can see a red beam from a directed energy weapon come down and hit the car. Of course, what it did is that high-intensity microwave beam hit the vehicle. It's probably 10,000 degrees, ignited the gas tank. The gas tank exploded, and that's why everybody was incinerated. Then there's a second film, which is very distressing, of a Hispanic gentleman driving by right when it happened, and you can literally see Paul Walker, who's on fire, pushing himself out, just completely burnt until he dies. It's very sad. But my point is, is that I've heard from several sources that he was exposing the pedophilia, and apparently he was invited to several of these Hollywood parties where he was witnessing adrenochrome drinking and child sex, et cetera. This is back, we're talking, I'm assuming probably 2008 timeframe, 2010. I think he was killed in 2012, if I stand corrected. And then in that same vein, you have the Linkin Park singer who's a splitting image of
John Podesta.
Yeah, it looks just like John Podesta. Yeah, he looks like John Podesta's. Sorry, sad. He looks Corey, like John Podesta's brother.
Corey, I can't think of the last name, but I think his first name was Corey. But I think I believe so.
Well, he and the other lead singer from Soundgarden were putting together a film documentary about exposing pedophilia in the music industry. And this was going to be a 90-minute documentary. And again, I think the same inner circle group of scumbags who run, who are the producers and the directors, you know what I mean, in this industry were the people that targeted them and killed them.
I wanted to bring up a name real quick. I don't know if you've heard of or watched any of his videos. Well, he's not making any more videos now because he was thrown off of a bridge and hit by a car. And that's a guy by the name of Isaac Cappy.
Of course. Yes. He was very vocal. I saw several of his videos, and I was saying to myself, how much longer is this guy going to live before he gets Hillary-ized? You know, that was a real bummer. So I say that that's the core to answer your question. These human hybrid reptilian entities, they're at the very top of the fake pyramid. They communicate with the DOD, the Department of Defense, U.S. Air Force, and U.S. Naval Space Command reptilians, who we sold out to in 1952-53 in the Granada Treaty. That's at the bottom of the barrel, and they've been allowed to run roughshod, as in the case of Dulce Underground Base at the Arguella Mesa there in New Mexico, where they are doing cloning of women and babies, and then they have a whole, according to Carrie and her whistleblowers from Project Camelot, they have a whole off-planet program, and this is why you're never going to see the light of day of any of this. Of how these entities are cloning people in a cloning factory. That's why Captain Mark Richards is in jail, because he did a rescue mission back in 1979 to route that out. I think the head of that program was George W. Bush I at the time. So that's the real problem, is we have to get to the core of the problem of the pedophilia, the adrenochrome drinking, and it's really these off-planet entities that are running the show here. And I would like to see that exposed, but I just don't see it happening. I think it happens on a surface basis. Go ahead.
There's a guy I follow on YouTube, or ScrewTube, as you say, because that's the truth. That's what it is. I screw you over. And his name's Sean Atwood. And, you know, he's had a little bit of a shady background where he was, selling and smuggling ecstasy back in the 80s and the 90s, as far as I gather. And long story short, he went to prison, got out, and now he's doing interviews on YouTube. I mean, an absolutely brilliant, astute man. And he has had so many people on his program about the revelations of the satanic pedophilia, Ninth Circle rituals, all these things that are going on. And he's got people that come on air and like have been involved and lived in this life, or were raised in these families that conduct these rituals. And folks, it's everywhere.
I agree with you. It's everywhere. It is becoming more exposed. I was so hoping that when Comet Pizza hit, that with that James Alafanis scumbag, that was really going to be the turning point. And that you saw how the lying Zio-controlled government and Zio press covered that up and destroyed that narrative. And that was really – and then you had that redneck guy go in there with a whatever it was. I think it was an AR-15. He shot into the ceiling, and they made more out of that than they did James Alafantis. And who the hell is that guy? He owns a pizza shop, and he was voted one of the most 100 influential people in the United States. For what? Having a torturing kill room for children? Is that why?
Right.
What gives here?
Well, you know, I want to mention Wayfair. You know, this internet buying location or whatever the hell it is, basically a box store on the internet, Wayfair. And the things that have come out with that, these, you know, an earth pillow for $15,000 or a cabinet for $68,000. Well, folks started doing a little bit of research, these add-ons, and come to find out the SKU numbers ran across with another site was showing children. You know, they're literally selling children under the guise of cabinets and pillows through Wayfair. And their SKU numbers were literally tying to missing children.
Yeah, the problem, John, is this has been going on thousands of years. These reptilian and these gray alien bitches, we're their property. I've heard this in many Project Camelot interviews. Where we took 27 different bipedal humanoid strands of DNA, and we made the human race, and we own you. And I think that's the problem on the other side of the equation. And you know, that these are demonic entities that are stuck in the fourth dimensional realm or lower, and they feed off of Loosh. You know, not to go off on a tangent, but tying into that very point, did you get a chance to look at the Ramstein 1988 crash video at all?
Yeah, that's some absolutely amazing footage. And, yeah, you know, folks, I want you to be aware of this. This happened in 1988. I was 4 years old at the time, and I had never heard this. And the other night we were on a private call, and you turned me on to that. And that's really something, man. I mean, to see these entities literally bouncing around from one dying person to the next dying person, feeding off of that last little bit of life energy.
Feeding off their loops as they die, because this is pre-digital. This is VHF and post 8mm. So you have not like what you have now where they've put in camera filters and lenses so that you can't capture these entities in the infrared spectrum. And so they've done that by design, but this was in 1988 before you had that technology. Go ahead. Just wanted
right.
to check that.
And, you know, I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's an absolutely horrific crash. It's in an air show, Ramstein, in 1988, and these aircraft are performing acrobatic maneuvers. And then
over 125 people killed, burned alive.
And yeah, burned alive. This plane comes from the right side of the screen and literally just broadsides another plane that's in the middle of
the aerobatic team, and they're performing a stunt and they're doing a crossover where one airplane is closing in the opposite direction of the other, and so one airplane hits the other airplane's wingtip and then spins out of control into the crowd. So
it's really something, you know. And I'll tell you one thing. If I ever see one of these damn things, these grays or a reptile, I'm going to cut the damn thing in half with my sword, or at least lob its head off. That's what you do.
Yeah, according to Bruce McDonald's book, exactly. You need to have your samurai sword standing by to chop its head off.
Well, I don't have a samurai sword, but I've got a 1917 cutlass, and it's razor sharp. You know, these creatures need to go.
Yeah, I think that's what needs to be exposed here. That's the core. That's the bottom of the barrel. Unfortunately, we've all been raised in this fake government-sponsored social engineering garbage called public school. You know, and I'll even bag on my alma mater, UC Berkeley. I told my son, don't go to school there. It's the tip of the spear, Janet Napolitano, brainwashed central. They fired all of the white professors and Jewish professors, replaced them with H-1 visa holder Chinese professors to teach elements of communism. And I'm going to say it, I like all people. I have two gay sisters, but a lot of lesbian female professors to push the LGBTQ the pedophile part, agenda there. And that's what they've been doing for the last 10 plus years. And I believe that woman is still the president of the UC system, if I stand corrected.
Right. And, you know, and I'm pretty sure you caught me when I was talking about Soros, George Soros. I'm going to say it again, that piece of scumbag, pustule, just feces-filled scumbag, George Soros, and his literally buying out the elections for district attorneys across the nation. I would assume...
Yes, I read that. I read that today. It's disgusting. And you had, who was it? I can't think of his name, but he was on Fox with two ladies, one of which was a former... assistant to Obama, and he literally called out in the last 2 minutes of the Fox interview 2 nights ago, hey, George Soros is the problem here. He is funding DNC. No, let's not talk about him. We can't talk about him. I saw that interview. I'm like, what? This is Fox News. I thought they were the shining star of the right. What's going on here?
Right. Yeah, they're not. They're all in the same pocket of each other, you know, and the thing is I played that audio clip a while ago, and that was Newt Gingrich, you know. And we can't bring his name up here. We can't be mentioning George Soros. And I said just a few minutes ago.
I couldn't believe I was hearing that.
Right.
All the press is got off, John. What you do is a very valuable service, and you do a cross-pollination of stories, which is very critical because you're looking at many different points of light and bringing that into focus with your show, and that's awesome. As I told you privately, there's not many people like you out there doing this. I mean, Rentz is kind of doing it, but Rentz is a little long in the tooth, and he's a news aggregator. He's been doing it a long time, but, you know, he kind of has the same guests on over them. He's a very – I respect Rentz, but I think, you know, what you bring to the table is oftentimes even more cutting-edge data that nobody hears, certainly things I've never heard.
Well, I'll tell you, just as long as the light continues to burn, and that means my little flame that goes within the soul of my body, and that they don't try to snuff that out or kill me or shoot me, I'm going to continue doing it, man. You know, to beat the drum, to have a platform, to have so many listeners around the world is absolutely amazing. But the thing is, folks, to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish here by saving the human species... I know that's a big, far-fetched thing to throw out there, but, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to save the human species. To do such a thing and to accomplish such a goal, it requires you, the listener, to go amongst the public and just spark up random chats with people you don't even know.
Well, you know what? Even if they can't do it, John, it doesn't matter. What they need to do is what I tell my 16-year-old son, and that is, if you're an intelligent person, you can't be enslaved. Because information is power. Information will set you free. The truth will set you free. And that's really what you have to do as an individual. If you can listen to a broadcast like yours and get these data points, and if at least people can listen to some of the things, hopefully, that I say, I've been deep in the doo-doo for 20 years. And, you know, as we discussed last week, sparked it under my foot was a gentleman that I knew who was a retired U.S. Air Force, former Air Force Academy, 37-year colonel in the Air Force, who I'm not going to discuss it on the show tonight, but he told me a lot of compartmentalized information about the U.S. Naval Secret Space Program and the Air Force Space Command. And I thought, oh, that's crazy. And I did my own research. That's my point. And I did it for several years, and I turned over the rocks and the diamonds and the rough. And believe you me, it was much easier to do 15 years ago when YouTube wasn't ScrewTube. The problem now is that everything is so censored that there's very few platforms. We are turning into a gulag, Bolshevik-style 1917 Russian Bolshevik-run country here in one aspect of it. And it's the far left. It's the Obamas, the Clintons. These are your main players in this. These are the face of just below the people that control the planet. And you know, we do live in a what's called a plutocratic technocracy still. Plutocratic means large corporations owning, influencing, and running the government. And it's technical, so it's a technocracy. And that model has been in place for about 70 years. And it's getting worse.
That's right. You know, and I mean, I've always referred to it as a commune fascist socialist dictatorial rule through guises of technocracy. And that's exactly where we're at. You know, like I said, this technology, it is amazing. The technology that exists today, as Paul Harvey said in when I opened this broadcast up this evening 3 hours ago, you know, in that Freedom to Chains, 1965 audio bit, he said, you know, all the technology that you're going to be using in 20 years isn't even in the dictionary yet. And that's true.
Right.
You know, and that was 65. And look at everything that exists now. And look at everything they're even continuing to roll out now with the, not only that, but the biometrics, data scanning, the data mining, and with this Bill Gates quantum tattoo dot or quantum dotting tattoo 666 patent.
Do you know that Bill Gates, I looked at one of his patents. He has another patent that he came out with in 2016 that it is a patent as described, because I have a utility patent that I filed that's patent pending, but that's another story for another day. But my point is that this patent that was filed is some sort of inserted diode into the brain, and if the user starts to doze off, it sends. It was very arcane in the wording, but basically it's saying that it's sending an electroshock like to a monkey to keep the individual awake. What is this? Is this a patent that's going to come into fruition 10 years from now after people have the DARPA hydrogel and or the Elon Musk Neuralink put in their brain? And by the way, if you ever watch that video of Elon Musk when he's rolling up, he looks like he's on meth, dude. He sounds like a meth head. His eyes are really wide open, like he was backstage sniffing some nose candy before he came on to it. He's very chatty when he's talking, and the guy looks like he's on drugs.
I think the vast majority of these folks are already hooked up to this technology, this AI quantum computing brain chip. You know, Zuckerberg has the same just lost, soulless look in his eyes as...
He looks like a Borg. He looks straight out of the Star Trek, the latest incarnations of the Star Trek. He really does look like that Star Trek character. Right.
Right. You know, I wanted to read this real quick. This is within the patent, the description part of the patent. It's one paragraph out of, let's see here real quick, it's 0036. So it's one paragraph out of 113 paragraphs. And let me get back to this here. I want to read this because this technology that we're just briefly just touched on, I mean, it's very real. It's very true. And I have read that patent of what you were saying, where they do have a micro stimulating device that is implanted within the human brain, and it will give you a shock. Right. It will give you a shock.
This harkens back to when hamsters and monkeys have this in that probe sticking out of their head from the 1970s.
That's right. So this is 0036. Remove the first sentence here because it's just a bunch of technical bravado and dialogue. But this here, check this out. The body activity, now this is for the patent, World Order by 2020, 666, the cryptocurrency patent from Microsoft and Bill Gates Foundation. So the body activity may include, for example, but not limited to, radiation emitted from human body, brain activities, body fluid flow. In examples, blood flow, organ activity or movement, body movement, and any other activities that can be sensed and represented by images, waves, signals, texts, numbers, degrees, or any other form of information or data. Examples of body radiation emitted from the human body may include radiant heat of the body, pulse rate, or brain wave. Brain waves may comprise, for example, but not limited to... gamma waves involved in learning or memory tasks, beta waves involved in logical thinking and or conscious thought, alpha waves, which may be related to subconscious thoughts, theta waves, which may be related to thoughts involving deep and raw emotions, and last but not least, delta waves, which may be involved in sleep or deep relaxation. Folks, what they're going to do with this is they are literally going to control every single aspect of your existence through a thing called the inoculation of the cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And that is patent number. Check it out if you want to write it, write it down and look at it and do some research or reading up on it. WO20206006. And I've said that stands for World Order by 2020 666.
I want to add just a caveat piece of data to that, and that is that being in the aviation business, having 12,000 plus hours and five type ratings, four of which are in Boeing aircraft, I came across a FedEx pilot about 5 years ago that I was talking to. This was at a hub when I was flying overnight packages, and long story short, we were discussing how Boeing in 2007 has come out with an artificial intelligence. I mean, they buried the patent. I haven't looked for it, but I listened to this person's information. He had some inside knowledge on this. He wasn't a test pilot, but apparently he knew someone who was test piloting this this contraption. And basically what it is simply is this, is that they use a monitoring system, much like the current version of the, I guess it's the Apple Watch. I don't have one. I have a wind-up watch. Call me old school. But anyway, it basically biofeedbacks to a central location. I'm assuming this would be to the FedEx corporate headquarters. They probably have a group of people that when they do the flight following, they would monitor this on a computer screen. It would be your EEG, your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing pattern, et cetera, making sure you don't fall asleep. So you're not only would your patent perfectly fit into this, the pilot starts falling asleep, but what I'm getting at is this. This patent he was discussing would replace the co-pilot. You get rid of half of the pilots and replace the co-pilot with an AI flying arm that Boeing has built, tested, and designed back in 2007, 2008. So think about it. FedEx and they would roll this out and say, look, we only need one pilot to fly the airplane, and we have this AI arm, and we have cameras, so if the pilot has a heart attack, the AR takes over and flies to the lands at the nearest suitable airport. And oh, by the way, we're going to have cameras in there to overtake the airplane, as we discussed privately, how they have back from 2000, where the U.S. Navy can fly up like MH370. They can overtake the airplane and then hijack the plane and fly it back to used to be the U.S. military base. Now the British took it over. Diego Garcia, where they landed the airplane and offloaded all those people from MH370. So that's an example of what I'm talking about. So they already have in place since not only 2000, but 2008, an AI flying arm that they're ready to replace. Once the general public accepts this, you're going to see it on passenger planes. And when you, I say probably in realistically 10 years as a time frame, you're going to be boarding a Southwest Airlines airplane, and they're going to say, overhead is a lot. We've got to pay retirement and dental insurance and et cetera. So, this AI arm has 99% non-failure rate. So we're going to have that in place instead of the co-pilot. And you'll just have a single pilot up there flying. I see that happening. You still there, John?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for saying that. I forgot to unmute the mute button professional timed this evening, professional hour. So I was getting ready to mention, or I was mentioning, and I was on mute. I was saying we're already there with that. And
yes, of course.
And we can prove this because I come across an article the other night. I'm going to read some of this. Secret NGAD fighter flies, sets records, raises lots of questions. All I can say is that the NGAD test flights have been amazing. Records have been broken, Will Roper says. Washington. Air Force acquisition czar Will Roper revealed today that the service has built a full-scale prototype now in flight testing under the highly classified Next Generation Air Dominance, or known as the NGAD program, raising myriad questions about future force structure and potential impacts on the five-year budget plan beginning in 2022. News of the aircraft caught reporters and experts by surprise. This certainly helps explain where the NGAD funding was going. Todd Harrison, director of the Aerospace Security Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said in an email, quote, "One of the things we noted in our recent budget analysis is that the program was already at a burn rate of around $1 billion per year, even though the acquisition strategy had not been finalized," end quote. Roper would not be drawn about details of the new plane's flight tests, the platform, or specific goals for development in a roundtable with reporters following his announcement at the annual Air Force Association conference. All I can say is that the NGAD test flights have been amazing. Records have been broken, he said, but I've been impressed by how well the digital technology truly transitions to the real world. He added, quote, "A lot of the mission systems that we require for next generation air dominance have been flown on test articles, so they are coming along very well, and digital engineering seems to accelerate everything." Roper admitted that many...
And I don't mean to interrupt, John. Go ahead. You're referencing a drone airplane. This is a pilotless fighter aircraft, correct?
Absolutely. That's right.
Right. Okay.
You know, if you want to... Folks, if you want to see... what these aircraft look like, just go to a search engine and type in U.S. Air Force Kratos. And that is Kratos. These are basically scramjets, AI-powered scramjets. No human in the thing at all. So Roper admitted...
And you know the simple reason for that, my friend, is that the human limitation on the body is about 9.5 Gs. When you pull beyond 9.5 Gs, even if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger, you're likely to black out because what you're taught to do in a G-suit, the G-suit will hug your body and pressurize, and it's kind of like when it's analogous to when you go to CVS pharmacy and they have that heart monitor machine and they stick that thing on one of your arms that compresses your arm. Well, imagine that on your legs, your arms, and your chest, and your lower extremities. So there's the limitation. You know, you see that now you can pull 20 Gs in the airframe and have the ultimate dogfighting machine.
Right. You know, and I mean, it even goes on to be even further. Another article I found from Breaking Defense, I'm not going to read the last of the other one because, my goodness, it's long. And, I mean, I would burn up the next 25, 30 minutes if we had that long, just reading the rest of it. But get this, new Air Combat Commander Kelly wants AI as soon as possible. Says we absorb more data than we can process. That's just a non-negotiable fact, says General Mark Kelly. You know, I mean, there's so much stuff going on, folks. It is just unreal. It boggles the mind. You know, advanced space-based defense. Learn how Raytheon Intelligence in Space is improving our ability to detect missile attacks. Ray wants ARRW soonest for B-52 and B-1. Esper signals importance of all domain and ABMS at AFA. Folks, they are on the roll for this full weaponization of AI. And if any of you have seen the movie The Terminator series, remember when Skynet just said, well, guess what? Today's the day. We're in control, and all human beings are irrelevant. Folks, if we don't get a handle on this stuff, we're going to be in a bad, bad, bad world within the next 15 years.
Hey, side note, do you know what you want to know one of the main reasons, one of the primary reasons why Jimmy Carter was a one-term president?
Go ahead.
Well, just
I don't
walk away. A side note to that, my father was a class of 47 in Annapolis. He was Jimmy Carter's bunkmate. They were in the same, they shared a room for 1 year as whatever roommates, but that's a side issue. But anyway, the real reason I was told by a military source was because that guy, much like his predecessors, wanted to know, what was Area 51 and what was going on. He wanted to know about anti-gravity and et cetera. I think Wernher von Braun at that time was still alive. He didn't die until 82, and Wernher von Braun wouldn't meet with him. And anyway, he was very privy out at China Lake where Lockheed Martin was doing a final assembly to the B-2 bomber. And the B-2 bomber was never supposed to be see the light of day because the B-2 bomber is also outfitted like the TR-3B, which Lockheed Martin also builds, with anti-gravity technology. And I saw years ago a picture of the B-2 bomber docking with the ISS space station. Now that's CGI. No, it was built to do that. And the point is that he was not privy to that, to any of the anti-gravity or the black ops Q clearance programs. And he said, okay, F you. I'm going to roll it out. And I remember in 1978 when you had the mainstream news go, oh, look what we have. Wow, the B-2 bomber. Oh, isn't this special? And boom, that's why when he rolled that out, they said, oh, no, you're going to become a one-term president, dude. And,
right.
And I was told that was the real reason. So,
well, I wanted to bring it out there and just throw it out there since you mentioned the B-2 Spirit, the B-2 Spirit. The technology for the propulsion system of this craft, it's not just driven by its turbine engines. It creates a vacuum within the front of the aircraft, and the aircraft is literally pulled through the air through via a form of electromagnetic gravitics. So, absolutely right. That's very true. And we just real quick, we got Harry that just joined us from Australia or New Zealand. One or the other. I know I'm in that area. I'm within a big pond skip and a jump away. But Harry, thanks for calling in tonight. What's on your mind?
Thanks, John, for having me. I've been listening. I really enjoy the information that you're bringing forward, too, with this stuff you've been researching on, your different parameters, especially the development of patents and technologies and stuff, because it is quite alarming, isn't it? We are living in an alarming time. However, that what you were talking about before that, about the scope of, what's to come, the greater sphere of influences, let's say, of the Kingdom of Heaven's peoples, and the question we have to ask ourselves as a species, not so much of how we can control one another, but how we need to honor what's been given to us through Earth itself. And for thousands of years, as you know, we've dug out of the Earth to develop the way we have. But now, with nanotechnology, we have the ability to turn that all around and mimic nature like Leonardo da Vinci did with his inventions. But in a way that in the nanocarbon-based world, with tubes, you can manipulate matter to manifest into the three-dimensional reality of where we just write, So, in other words, we can make the unseen seen, as it says in the Bible.
Right. I mean, we've been doing that. I mean, look how much stuff has been uncovered and revealed in just the past 4 years. It's truly amazing to be able to see the alternative media come out and do the job of what we are supposed to get from the mainstream media. I mean, we are the true media. We are the true news. And, folks, you're not going to get any of this information anywhere else. You're not going to pick this up on the nightly broadcast from Anderson Cooper, these CIA agents. This is truly a moment in history, like you said, Harry, that if we all take that same step, arm in arm, hand in hand, lockstep together forward against the globalist cabal that want to enslave us, they don't have a chance. They have no legs or footing to stand on because we have the numbers.
And we also have the solutions. You see, what the thing is there's millions of minds out there that are expanding in consciousness just as we are every day. And there's millions of people that have been born on this earthly plane, the we call them the indigos or the light ones or whatever, but they're born for this time to take what they've been their intuitive gifts and born with to express it. But as you can see, a certain element who have used their intuitive gifts and things and training that they've had have expressed it in a certain way, but their kingdom's over, but they don't want any more. That's what they're trying to do is suppress it, you see? But there's, as you say, John, there's too many of us to stop that from happening, stop that from occurring, what their agenda is, because really we are just, from a astro-theological perspective, we're just little mites on a conscious being that we're birthed onto that's given us all this environment to inhabit, you know. And she has a sense of purpose in itself, and that's to get back to a healed state that once existed pre our civilizations.
Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, Wolfgang, have you got anything to add in there onto that form of dialogue?
Sorry, I just muted out there. Yes, I think the South Koreans nailed it. They have it on their flag, and it's the yin and the yang. We have the dark and the light, and you and me and your new caller there, I forgot your name, sir, you're spot on. We're here to bring the light, and the light will always outpower the darkness. It's just getting that message out, and I just hope it continues. I hope that we can continue to get the message out, because it's too, I feel sorry for my 16-year-old son, you know, and he has eternal optimism like most 16-year-olds do, God bless. But sorry about the noise here, I'm in a parking lot. But as a father, I just say, wow, what's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to my son? Well, you know, when he's my age, what year is that going to be? 2060? I don't know, 2055 or something? Wow. What? Look at how radically things have changed, just as the other gentleman stated, just in the last 4 or 5 years. There's definitely a quickening in it. And, you know, all the things that are clicking aren't good. And to me, the most onerous thing is this whole mask BS. Really, it's really a clamped-down social engineering program that I'd right. like to shed and hope changes.
And with that being said, you know, you want to give us a rundown, Harry. You're in New Zealand, if I remember and if I recollect correctly, right?
No, I'm in the fascist tyrannical state of Victoria in Australia.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Oh,
so
my
Australia,
gosh.
Right? And yeah, see, that's what I wanted to do real quick before we run out of time. We've got about 8 minutes. Give us a rundown of the situational status of the commu fascist state now known as Australia.
Well, there's we are part of what's called the Strong Cities. Right, which are all the smart cities, and that is a global agenda to exercise, which also brings in other security services, which they're fully exercising at the moment. There's different factions of Australian police now. They've got the state police as well as the security services through the Strong Cities program, who are the ones that don't give a rat's about anyone. They're not here for family or anything like that, like police are. You know, they have families and all interrelated within community. These are completely outside no one knows where they've come from, and this is where they've come from. So these are the ones who are enforcing the policies at the moment, and people are trying to, and as an Aussie czar, as I do as well, you just free, I don't really pay much heed to the little fear mongering. I just go out and do my thing, and I'll wear a face shield, if I have to, you know. So,
and sir, if I may interject, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but unlike the other Commonwealth countries like Canada, they have civil rights, and New Zealand and Australia have no civil rights. Is that true?
We have civil rights, except what happens is when we're, it's right to express civil, you know, civil actions like going to a park and stuff like that. The latest things is, you know, there's a whole mob of, backfills down in Melbourne, they're just in the park, you know, gathering in that, as they usually do, you know, everyone does, you know. And this whole contingent of horses, you know, the, what are they called, cavalry, police cavalry, and whole squads of these, you know, new assault, smart city stuff coming in and trying to block them off, and they all took off, of course, and got away, but it was taken by a drone, you know, and all these things are going off all the time. They're just exercising measures, and it's the Pavlov dog syndrome, you know. The whole ideology is the symbolism that they're pushing behind it is just memes on public media, you know, like percentages and numbers,
You do have Sky News, and I've been watching Sky News, and they're kind of like Fox News here. They're very right of center, and they seem to be calling out the BS on what's going down in your neck of the woods, correct?
Yeah, the problem is, though, is that even all the news networks, I mean, what's coming out is MKUltra on a high level, you know, with VIP, you know, children, Czech children coming out who are now adults, and exposing, you know, the level of the schemes, politicians, you know, all the prime ministers of Australia, you know, high executives, anyone high up in sports or, you know, is all part of this cabalistic network. And it's a stronghold here in Australia and New Zealand, you see.
Same as
here. Is where they're flexing their strongest muscles at the moment, you know. And they're exercising all their wickedness and their agenda out here through the UN, you know, through the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds or whatever, you know, and all the other foundations out there. And everyone is blindly, benevolently believing in Hillary Clinton still here in America and Australia, you know, and everyone, a lot of people in Australia think Trump's an absolute maniac, you know, and they don't get the picture. They just don't, because, as we know, everyone's under the spell of this propaganda.
Hey, at least you kicked out Tom Hanks. You got rid of Tom Hanks. Thank goodness.
But yeah, it's full on. It's full on. In fact, I'll give you a link of a program that this lady how to unravel the MKUltra thing. But she also explains who in the zoo is part of it, like the medical, you know, the political, the schools, everywhere. It's through our systems, down to the Rotary Club, the Apex Club, all the communities. It's all, you know, and if you're not part of it, like me, an outsider, I've always been an outsider because I've traveled nomadically with my parents as a child and my sister. So, you know, it really is a interesting time we're in, that's all I can say.
Well, if I could, you know, that Cardinal Pell was released. You know, this man should have spent the rest of his days behind the locked cage of an iron door, but they released this man.
Actually, that's another misnomer too. I've found the truth. I've got a mate of mine who's a musician who's been in the Royal Commission stuff with all that stuff. He's part of it. And he told me that his brother, who's actually the pedophile, and a whole group of them, and Pell was actually a good guy. And what he was the accountant for the Vatican. He questioned the Pope on some issues, some cross-dressing stuff, you know, black ops stuff or whatever. It was exposed, and they dumped that on him. So that's how it's happened.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, well, folks, I'm going to tell you what, we're coming to the very end of the broadcast. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to thank you guys for calling in, Harry and Wolfgang. You guys are more than welcome.
Anytime.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem. And as I've said before, anybody out there listening to the broadcast, anytime I throw out the call-in number, you don't have to be skittish or shy. You can call in. You know, like I said, we're on at the very tail end of a four-hour ride this evening, and I want to thank all the listeners out there for tuning in. And, you know, you're only going to get this information at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station of the folks it takes you to keep us on air. And, you know, we're going to keep doing our job here just as long as you continue to keep doing your job out there by redisseminating or redistributing the information that you receive here to the mindless masses all over the globe. Finish the comments, gentlemen. Be quick. We're running out of time.
All right.
The power of prayer is the most important. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
That's all right. If you want to got a good prognosis of the future, we've got to project our antenna out there, and mine is harrythebusker.weebly.com. And we create our own reality by projecting that. You know, we're our own medium or a media. So right, that's on the way I look at it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
I was just going to say real quickly that what we need to do is continue with the power of prayer. To me, that's the most important aspect of the big picture. And if we can all get together in that, in terms of focused prayer to source, that will change the paradigm.
Absolutely. Folks, I'm going to tell you what, thanks for tuning in tonight. And with that, Godspeed, God bless, and we will see you again, Lord willing, next weekend, same time, same place, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. And this is John Wayne signing off for the night. Good night, and Godspeed.
Listening to Revolution Radio.